Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's Johnny Wizard here, enemy to Bushite. I'm a Bushite killer. I kill Bushite every chance I get, as anybody who's following my storyline can readily address as a factual. There's nothing more rewarding in this universe than killing a Bushite. A Bushite knows George W. Bush committed the crimes of 9/11 with his partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad. Enemies of the FBI, enemies of real honorable soldiers, enemies of Christ, Allah, and just the universe in general, say otherwise as demon liars for the for real Antichrist. Bush got the warnings and decided to put together his invasion of Afghanistan strategy with Condoleezza Rice. We have the documents of question. It was reported on by MSNBC News already. Where are you people? You know, as I tell you continuously, you know, actually, maybe I'll just do this Hayden thing as an example. You know, people wonder, well, why would Bush put Hayden at the head of the CIA? Why? Because there isn't anybody else. There isn't anybody. Bush and the Nazis at Fox News, and as I've said before, I have some respect for those who work at CNN, but not much. But all these corporate magic TV people, there's like 50 of them. And there's hundreds of million, well, there's almost 300 million people in America. None of you guys get a voice. The guy at Coast to Coast Radio Network that broadcasts across America, his demon poison, supports the murder of innocent people to feed the neocon agenda. He won't let you know about Rumsfeld's P2OG plan, where specifically in writing he talks about ordering American commanders to tell the dumb fuck Bushite enemy forces to murder innocent people. As a result, the civilian population will gun down soldiers, they'll get locked in a conflict, and he can do as he and his partners from the Pentagon are, steal $10 billion a month. You know, nobody in the elected Congress can ask where this money's going because there's no official audit trail. Under law, there is. But Bushite enemy forces and just the American populace in general, they don't have the intellects. It's too much thinking. It hurts to think that far, John. And you're going to make us look stupid. So that's the Art Bell, the George Norrie poison. They sell chauvinism. You know, George Norrie will say, we love you. You're our troops. We love you. He doesn't care about your fucking life at all. He knows because I've contacted him literally, at least hundreds of times. Other people have contacted him also. I'll send this message, this recording, with my with an email. I'll get somebody to title it, George Norrie is the enemy of America. Kill it, American Patriot Warrior. And he will feign like he's never heard of that recording or nothing. And that's what he does. You know, he's an enemy to Christ. Like Bush is, of course. There's no rational justification for invading Iraq. You know, the people at Fox News, Sean Hannity, again, he's your fucking enemy. Before going into Iraq, I tried to get on his radio program. His call center told me to fuck off when I tried to get on there to say, well, look, if you guys have a concern for American soldiers' interests, you should be able to openly and honorably, honestly, talk about the depleted uranium threat because these are real people's lives we're talking about. Fuck you! He hung up on me. His call center. So he couldn't get, you know, I was just doing it for, you know, a lark. Cool try. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, that's what these demons are, you know. They got no concern to serve justice for our humanity. You need evidence to form your guilt of somebody. But in Bushite America, again, they say these polls, they say Bush, 30% of Americans support Bush. It's a lie. There's no fucking way 30% of Americans support Bush. It ain't fucking 1 out of 1,000 even. You know, but you've got to understand how they do these polls. Half of the people they're polling are devout Bushite. And anybody who's a devout Bushite is mindlessly stupid. They're under states of hypnosis who deny evidential reasoning, facts, to implicate somebody for a criminal offense. They say Bin Laden did 9/11. Well, how did he do it? There's nothing connecting him to the terrorist event of question. Doesn't matter if you get, even if he was still alive, of which he's not, and he really did make these videos, of which he didn't, and in the video he said, oh, I did 9/11, that still doesn't matter. How could he have done it? The 19 hijackers that they alleged took part in the criminal offense, none of them are Al-Qaeda, right? None of them, not a single one of them. They say 7 of them are still alive. They live in Saudi Arabia. They're not arrested. They've never been a part of Al-Qaeda. Why would Bin Laden steal the identities of Saudi Arabian pilots? Why would you do that? You got to think these things through. But the critical position that I as Christ have, I'm the Son of Man, Son of God, I'm an actual real God. That's why I kill Bushite. You know, people wonder what kind of firepower I have. I just kill them with my love. You know, there is no true love inside the soul of a Bushite. They have no love for their fellow soldier. You have Saudi Wahhabist commanders like Buford Blunt. He's not even an American. He commands the 3rd Infantry to indiscriminately murder people in the street. That's his strategy. The soldiers say that's what they do. They get gunned down by honorable citizens of humanity, as they should most rightly be. And Buford Blunt gets his cut of $3 billion. It's as simple as that. Click, click, easy. There's no thought there. That's what evil is. Buford Blunt confesses this. We got it all on tape. The fuck, it goes on and on and on. Stephen Russell confesses everything. You read about Stephen Russell is him bragging about killing more innocent people. He shoots all kinds of fucking people. Innocent people, they're murdering. And the Sean Hannitys of this world, the George Norris, you know, George Norris, he gets to laugh, and the world is so happy from his perspective. He gets to go to the fanciest restaurants in Los Angeles, live in the best luxuries, getting paid, gotta be millions and millions and millions of dollars, right? He's promised America nobody's going to touch him till 2012, and they ain't going to let nobody speak freely on his radio program, a national radio program, where he, like Art Bell, fakes like they take open line calls on things. And he doesn't. But every time, somebody kind of gets in there a little bit. And I've told soldiers, of which I know there's so very few of, but real, honorable American soldiers that are committed to serving justice and respect against those who committed the terrorist offenses of 9/11, those real honorable soldiers can try, and we do hear them. I mean, you do hear them. Just the other day, a soldier was on there going, you know, we should be able to discuss the fact that there's no rational justification for killing these people in Iraq. These are crimes against us all. They're stealing all the money. The PNACR forces are. Soldiers, you know, and he cut them off. Yeah, don't get political. And he always does that. Art Bell does that too. He doesn't want you to know that Bush stole $700 billion out of Social Security either. You got no real concern for your life. See, soldier, grunt, stupid eagle. He's got no real love for you. He'll say he loves you. But there's no love lost when you die. It's like the wounded soldiers. Langstill Hospital in Germany, they deal with only the most seriously wounded of American soldiers. Now, you know, you look at the Pentagon and Fox News to say, oh, 20,000 injured soldiers. Well, Langstill Hospital in Germany, that has no rational justification to lie to anybody, says, last year, they said, the numbers exceeded 41,000. So the kills are easily double what they're telling you. But does George Norrie have any concern for those deaths? He doesn't fucking care. All he knows is you get to die as an enemy to God, and he, as a disciple of the Antichrist, gets millions of dollars, like Sean Hannity gets millions of dollars, and the PNACR enemy forces out of Rumsfeld's office make off with more than $10 billion a month. None of this money is accounted for. None of it. There's no auditing. It's under American law, the Department of Defense has to give the paperwork for where American taxpayer money is being allocated as. For what? What are you spending this money on? Rumsfeld hasn't given that paperwork to Congress. Nobody in Congress, as an elected official of America, the president, if there was an honorable president, George Bush can't even ask for this information. If he was an honorable man, of course, none of these events would have transpired. He wouldn't have been elected. You know, somebody would have gunned him down in Texas when he bragged about killing frogs. I love frogs. That's what love is. You're going to indiscriminately, you know, just slaughter animals in whatever direction because you think it's fun. You know, that's what America is. You have a total disrespect for life itself. You know, that's what America is. You know, how many soldiers does it take to try to get on George Norrie? It doesn't take much, but people don't take the initiative. You know, the soldiers are willing to fucking sacrifice their lives, their limbs, to steal all Iraqi assets for the neocons. They've stolen all their money, the Iraq Development Fund. Negroponte stole the emergency water provision money and used it for his embassy. I, as the Lord or Christ or Johnny Wizard or just a normal man on the scene, would kill Negroponte in a second. You give me a gun, you show me where Negroponte is. You know, he's undermining the entire war effort when he stole that money. You know, Armitage indicates even himself that they stole the cash. Him and Negroponte took $200 and something million. Nobody's watching what they're doing. They're just they steal all the money from Iraqi people, leaving them to starve to death, leaving them without clean water. They bombed the public utility services. They bombed the telephone exchange buildings. They bombed the power stations. Then they expect the Iraqi people to come up with the money to fix these things. There was absolutely no justification for bombing Iraq to begin with. Nothing. You had complete 100% access to do whatever the demon Antichrist pleased without delay. And on top of all that, Saddam even said, take over the media. Do a national broadcast on our television station and tell us how great you are and all the great things you want to do for our people. Bush turned him down as the for real demon Antichrist. He's got no concern for fighting on behalf of you as an individual. You have no rights in his universe of betrayal and dishonor against God, man. You know, see, the problem, that as people who have been following my storyline for years, I mean, the problem is people don't really believe that I'm the Son of God or that there is even a real God. You know, how many Christian churches are demanding the arrest of General Mahmoud Ahmad, who funded the 9/11 terrorist event? I'll call the churches. I'll go here. I'll send them just a piece of information from the FBI. I'll go call the FBI. Confirm this is so. Get your people who you say are Christians together and take a stand on your own. You know, nothing there. Where is the Christianity in America? Where is it? You know, these innocent people are being slaughtered. Sattler confesses to murdering over 200,000 innocent people. They bombed Samarra for no rational justification whatsoever. The people of Samarra got together and said, you can come in the city, you can steal everything you want. You just don't bomb people indiscriminately and murder our women and children for fucking nothing. And then they went ahead and did it. And CNN and CBC, they don't want to tell you that. Because that's part of Rumsfeld's secret P2OG strategy, where we all know, you know, as in the case of the 10th Mountain Division, it was so great to hear 10 of them die like that. That was the most beautiful thing ever. More deaths in the 10th Mountain Division are always going to be a rewarding news item. Because remember, the 10th Mountain Division target only innocent people. They're too cowardly to defend the people in Afghanistan. They're fighting on behalf of a Muslim fundamentalist regime that executes Christians. You know, they have all these demonic lies. The Taliban had schools for girls. The Taliban were fighting for women's rights. The Taliban had completely eradicated the heroin industry in Afghanistan. Right? And then now the government itself in Afghanistan that they're fighting to protect says, well, yeah, it's against the law to be a Christian here, and we'll have you executed. And they don't, where's the voices of these oh-so-brave commanders in Afghanistan? Where are their voices, hey? These Canadian Nazi fucks that are trying to get our Canadian sons and daughters killed there? They don't speak in defense of those innocent Christians. No, instead they try to demonize the Taliban. At least with the Taliban, you could have a trial, you could bring forward the Quran and say, look, the Quran, verse 262, these Christians are free to go, thank you. You know, but you've got to understand what Rumsfeld is. You know, Rumsfeld's been playing this game for a long time. You know, Alex Jones will tell you. He's very similar, although he has some serious problems with me personally. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. It's unfortunate that he doesn't find it within himself to support me more. That's too bad. But I'll tell you, he's one of the greatest guys America's got when we're talking about what's substantiated as documented fact. He'll show you. These are the documents. They have their strategy all written down already. You can get the documents themselves on his webpage. So he's fighting for that same thing where we recognize how Rumsfeld works and how Fox News works, how George Norrie works, you know, how Sean Hannity works. Well, Sean Hannity's just stupid, period, okay? But George Norrie, he's getting all these emails. He gets the phone calls he has to hang up on. He knows all about General Mahmoud Ahmad, but forbids American soldiers to know about it, or American people in general. He's consciously made this decision, as he indicated to Alex Jones. The only way he'd ever get to speak on his program, not an American national radio program. No, it's George Norrie's program. It's Art Bell's program. And the only way for anybody to ever get on there is if you agree before broadcast that you will not let Americans know anything about Mahmoud Ahmad, because then you would be supporting the FBI. Then you would be supporting justice for Americans. Then you would be defeating the PNACRA forces and fucking Bush and his junta of fucking enemy demonic disciples of the real Antichrist would all be fucking up on treason charges, found guilty and executed. But Rumsfeld knows these things. Rumsfeld knows that, and I've seen them before. You, if you're a patriot warrior, something like myself, and you live in Texas, there's chances you're going to be killing Bushites likewise. But when you grab a bushite before killing it, it's got no soul. There's nothing in there to indicate it's got any concern for anybody's life but its own pathetic self. It wants to steal money, it wants to rape women, it wants to rape children. Now you're saying, not everybody in the 3rd Infantry would commit those demonic crimes. Every single soldier in the 3rd Infantry knows that their commander is a Saudi Wahhabist, that he orders them to murder innocent people indiscriminately, that he gets a cut of $3 billion as a result of them falling down dead as cowards, and they don't shoot him where he stands as an enemy to American liberty. See? So you say, well, they're not accountable. They can't be held accountable for all those indiscriminate attacks against the civilian populace. Well, sure they can. If you held a gun in the 3rd Infantry and you didn't shoot Saudi Wahhabist Buford Blunt dead where it stood as an enemy to us all, you are an enemy to everyone because you're willing to watch innocent people be murdered as a result of your personal cowardice and betrayal to the American flag. You know, this is what these are. Like 10th Mountain Division, if half of them are suffering from massive brain damage, because that's according to ABC News, they did CAT scans with these individuals. They can't form cogent sentences with words. You know, the Bible says God is the Word. Soldiers who can't speak sentences, you've got to realize, is a problem, okay? But think about this. 10th Mountain Division, more than half of them suffer from massive brain damage. They remain on the force. They keep them on there. That's the kind of individual you need to commit the demonic crimes of Rumsfeld. Again, not a wild allegation like Bush does with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed or Bin Laden or whatever, like the coal bombing. How did Bin Laden do the coal bombing? It's Barbara Bodine who did the coal bombing. Aw, you mean we gotta look the stuff up for ourselves? We gotta read and stuff? And that's the difference between myself as Christ, the Son of Man, and Bush, the Antichrist, enemy of all creation. Bush asks nothing on your part. He doesn't give you reasons to form your own conclusions. It's completely 100% faith. Iraq has WMDs. Well, how do you figure? Shut the fuck up. You know, Sean Hannity, you don't fucking get to talk about what the evidence is to indicate that he has WMDs there in his country, right? And Sean Hannity, I heard, everybody thought Saddam had WMDs. Nobody thought that. Who? You know, it's all completely documented. It was just Sean Hannity. It was just CNN. It was just CBC who forbade our communities to openly discuss the matter. But think about this, okay? I'm not going to have to go into the mustard gas only fucking lasts for 2 weeks. And the records they had indicated that this stuff is like 15 years old. You know, I'm not going to go into the fact that Saddam provided all the evidence of where all his WMDs were destroyed. He had the physical documents documenting the destruction of all this weaponry. Bush stole that from the UN. Remember Kofi Annan? I don't remember Kofi Annan airing any concern. I don't remember the IAEA, up until even today, exercising any concern on behalf of our communities regarding radioactive toxic waste being dumped by the thousands of tons on our innocent, beloved family members of Iraq. Where's his concern there? You know, but think. Even with all that bullshit aside, the fact that the guy who was running the WMD programs in Iraq came with the paperwork himself, as was indicated in a Newsweek article already several years ago, that all the WMDs were destroyed. Bush knew that before the lies even started. They knew there was no WMDs there, right fucking way, way back before just right after 9/11, he was all aware of this, that there was no threat there whatsoever. You put all that aside, okay, because you know, the grunt that you kill, the Bushite grunt that you happily kill on behalf of God because you love this world, you know that Bushite ain't going to fucking put in 2 cents worth. You know it just wants to rape, pillage, and steal as an enemy to us all. It doesn't want the facts because it knows, man to man, I'm stronger, physically stronger, I'm wiser, you know, I'm faster, I'm just a better person overall in every respect. So instead of showing some appreciation to the wise of this world, particularly a god like myself, you know, they turn against themselves, their own family, they'll watch their own fellow soldier get gunned down in the street as an enemy, and they won't even speak out for the defense of that individual either. They're parasitic fucking through and through, right? But put all that information to the side, and think about this. The arguments that you say were valid, like Sean Hannity, oh, we all thought the weapons, WMDs, were there. All those demonic liars that viciously attack my America, you know, refusing to speak out on all these hugely important issues, like inoculations of children with mercury that's for sure 100% causes brain damage got one out of 169 children have autism because they're being fed a neurotoxin. It's not maybe. That's what's going on. But then let's see, no. And we see, you know, the nature of the Bushite. There's different extremes. Eh? But there's a whole bunch of people like the Bushite, sort of. I don't know. You think you're so smart. All those things. But you put all that aside. You look at the WMD argument in Iraq, and you find the argument, if you said it was legitimate to begin with, to indiscriminately slaughter literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of innocent people in Iraq to steal all their money, those arguments are still there. But you haven't found the WMD. They're hidden somewhere. How can you say they're not there? Those arguments are still valid. He's hiding them somewhere. They're hidden somewhere. But they've given up. They don't even have a concern about the threat of WMD anymore there, do they? Maybe in Iran they do, perhaps. You know, never mind that they're not creating weapons-grade enriched uranium to build a nuclear weapon. You know, but CNN, Sean Hannity, George Norrie will never let you know that. Now, does he know it or doesn't he? It's not important. You want to fucking argue with me, whatever. The main thing I'm trying to stress here is because George Norrie won't allow open line communications, let's say George Norrie doesn't know that, and he just wants to be happy while American soldiers suffer and die miserable deaths as dishonorable cowards and enemies to Christ. Because he doesn't allow open line communications, you ain't going to get an individual like myself to speak on that program freely to let people know what's going on. You know, you have to make a stand for your fellow man. You have to try and do what's right for this world, because Bush is going to have you all fucking killed pretty fucking soon, man. You know, the nation is just about completely collapsed. You know, all this pension money is stolen, like Social Security. I hate to get into these kind of things because I know so few people even care in America. But these things are so important to preserving some kind of half-decent lifestyle for your mothers, you know, for your grandfathers, you know, but you don't care. You don't have a real love, but I'll tell you anyway. You know, Social Security, he's taken this money, stolen it. I say it's $700 billion he's stolen. We track down every last dollar. We return that money to the trust account because he's no right to touch that money to begin with. But how he's doing it is they'll take the cash out of there and they'll put a promissory note for the citizenry of America to pay back the money he's taken out of there once he's gone from power. And then you can blame the next president, because he knows that the American intellect isn't powerful enough to understand these complicated financial transactions. So he's sabotaging the next president to get into power, that the American people will turn against the next president and they won't turn against him as the demon antichrist. You know, and he's stolen all this money. As I told you in my previous broadcast, you know, one of the first things he did when he took office was to steal $50 billion. He argued he was giving it to the oil industry. But the GAO, General Accounting Office, said Bush provided absolutely no paperwork at all. He just took the $50 billion out of the bank accounts. The GAO tried to contact CNN, but they refused to report on it. They refused to tell you that he just stole $50 billion. You know, and the GAO asked him, well, you got to provide, you know, every president that's ever been in power prior to this day, Mr. Bush Jr., has had to actually provide some justification for taking so much money from the American people. And you know what Bush's quoted response to the GAO was? He says, I don't have to tell you that. Quote, unquote. And look at that. See, that's what he is. You people think he's really stupid and dumb, and he is in some respects. But he knows from experience in Texas that the corporate news agenda will never, ever defend American interests. They just won't. They'll always be neutral. They'll say, we're not taking a stand either way. You know, that's what you have with the World Health Organization, with these influenza shots that murder millions of people each year. And here we are, you know, the avian flu thing. And Rumsfeld's connected to the company. They're prepared to murder hundreds of millions of people. And they're relying on the fact that you as an American will hold intelligent people in contempt. You will not make an effort to contact George Norrie to either speak in your own defense or demand he allow me to speak in our defense as people of Christ, you know, or not even, you know, whatever, man. This is an extremely serious situation. You know, I have, like, essentially there are two officers who are devout Bushite in the Winnipeg Police Department. They're running a fencing operation with the Crown. You know, I had an officer from the exploitation unit in my preliminary come forward and say, we just finished stealing $50,000, in fact, from a Winnipeg business owner that we didn't even charge with a criminal offense. And we get to sell his stuff. We've been doing this for years. And it's understanding how they're abusing our judicial system by implementing laws incorrectly. We have, like, Supreme Court of Canada decisions from extremely wise individuals who have put down the reasons why the laws are in place the way they are. These officers, they can't, as a Bushite, they can't even make sense of what's in the Supreme Court decision, so why these laws are there. But they've seen an opportunity to steal. I don't know. Like, I've made an effort. I contacted the Crown. I said, if you could please contact the Winnipeg Police Chief and provide me totals. I want to know how much money they've actually stolen from a Winnipeg business owners over the course of this last year. You know, the Crown said, forget it. She says, you're not even going to contact the Winnipeg Police Chief. And she knows, like Bush knows in America with Sean Hannity, you know, the Winnipeg Free Press. Look at this. I'm threatening to kill the fucking so-called elected president of the United States of America. I beg soldiers to kill him on sight for committing the crimes of 9/11, the treasonous crimes of Iraq with his deceptions and betrayals against God, ourselves. And they don't even report on it. See, they're waiting to see me go off into prison. They're not even mentioning it. Okay, just realize that, please. Okay, whatever justifications they have against my better character, they might lie to you about. But realize, they don't care about Canadian soldiers' lives either, who are fighting for a Muslim fundamentalist regime. They won't air those concerns. All they know is they get to steal money through the Manitoba Lottery Corporation. You know, the premier of this province, the elected premier of the province, he provided me the evidence of the criminal transgressions that are taking place under his authority at the Manitoba Lottery Corporation. He told me, John, I can't do anything about it. And I'd be happy to have that public discussion with him or with anybody who's interested. And it's very intricately involved. You have to understand how the system works, and it's not easy to comprehend. But his position is totally legitimate and honorable, and I have all the evidence. They're stealing hundreds, well, it depends on what year you're talking about, you know. But well over $100 million from Manitobans each year. And part of this stolen money goes to the Winnipeg Free Press. Each day they have a front page ad from the lotteries. Say, go buy your 649 ticket or whatever. They get for like $50,000 for the weekend edition or whatever. A day, the newspaper gets. So that's their fundamental position. They want to rip off the senior citizens in our community. They viciously, criminally assault only the poorest segments. They'll attack the most viciously. And then the people that work at the Free Press, or are only, we only have one radio station in the entire province. I don't know how many people, 1.5 million people live in our entire province. And we only have one radio station. A person has indicated to me that it's through the CRTC that this regulation is in place. I find it hard to believe. I'm going to have to look it up. I don't know the facts related to that allegation specifically, but I hope it's not true. But I've had somebody tell me that it's actually by law that they have that position of power and authority over our community. So you have one newspaper and only one radio station in our entire province. Now, the radio station each day, okay, 75% of the broadcast is all commercials. The times when they're producing something, it's on some local hockey game that, you know, less than 0.1% of our population has any interest in whatsoever, but the broadcasts are every day. We'll do live broadcasts from amateur hockey games. Like, fucking who gives a rat's ass? No concern about Canadian soldiers' lives. Why? Because they get a cut of that stolen money from the Lottery Corporation also. And in exchange, our premier doesn't get to speak in the newspaper or on the radio station. Now you're asking, well, why doesn't the premier speak out? Well, as soon as the premier speaks out, the newspapers will turn against him with demonic lies, of which they always do. The people at the Free Press, like, I'm not saying that Winnipeg is more peculiarly evil than any other province. All provinces are like this. In Alberta, it's the same thing. The Edmonton Journal, the Calgary Herald. The Edmonton Journal had an entire staff meeting of all reporters. They sat down with all the evidence I sent them. I said, we got to discuss this and we got to figure this out. Because Ralph Klein is they're obviously laundering money through the Alberta Lottery Corporation. They'll clear $500 million through VLT revenues, but you can't generate that much money. Even if you had people constantly dropping in dollar after dollar after dollar continuously, you can't get that much money, $500 million. So the money's coming from something else. So I was trying to get, it was the Edmonton Journal. I was trying to get the Edmonton Journal staff to take this story on and report it to the people of Alberta, because they shouldn't be part of this criminal transgression against their community. And in Alberta, it's just, you would not believe the hell that the people there live through. You got billionaires, like multi-billionaires, who suck oil out of the ground in Alberta. It's Canadian land. It's federal land. They get to sell that, get pocket the money for themselves. People in Alberta, they don't get nothing. Get a little bit of tax money, maybe. But it should be their money. It should be Canadian money, at least, right? Right? We have this argument in Bolivia right now. Or, you know, all over the place. You know, you got individuals, and I'm not even saying, like, I actually know one of the so-called billionaires there. I've had lengthy discussions with them on, well, actually, we didn't talk much about oil, but we talked more about other things. But these people are not bad people. They're in a situation to take advantage to the best of their ability, and they're able to score billions and billions and billions of dollars. You know, we sell gasoline to Albertans at a higher price than they sell to Americans. You know, the people in Alberta, they don't even get any rebate on the cost of gasoline. No, they're going to pay more than everybody else. Okay? And it's free gasoline that's under their property, federal land. Or provincial land, whatever you however you want to connotate it as. You know? But these are private individuals who take all this money. And if you think about it a little bit, you go, well, why would we do that as a collective democratic body of individuals? The problem with gasoline and oil is the PT Cruiser. Now, I don't know if the guys from the PT Cruiser were the original. I know that the original guys were just a couple of kids from college. And what they did is they go, well, there's all these laptop batteries. They're giving out a pretty powerful punch now, and they're so small. Let's hook up 1,000 of these to a car engine and see what we can do. And they had a car running. It travels 150 miles at 100 miles an hour with a $3 charge. Now, that's at American electricity prices, so it's probably about a dollar for Canadians. So it would only cost you a dollar in electricity to travel 150 miles at 100 miles an hour in a car. Okay, now that was already 5 or 6 years ago. Okay, so that's why the oil industry is the way it is right now. All these guys know that the truth is going to come through. George Norrie is not going to be helping out at all. Barely, right? If anybody ever tries to say things like this, it's no chance. He's got to protect the neocon enemy forces, right? But you got a PT Cruiser now that you can buy in America. I think it's $41,000, and it runs purely on electricity. And it's $3 to charge the entire engine to run 150 miles. So there's a whole bunch of problems that come into that with the whole way we're running energy right across the board. If it's only $3 to charge a thing, then we shouldn't be paying heating bills either. All power should be, you know, like, you're not going to have gas heating anymore, right? So now you might be saying to yourself, as someone who's not familiar with much of the wisdoms I speak on, going, oh, great, the world's saved. Well, no, it's not. Bush is still in power, the demon antichrist. Exxon, they cleared $36 billion this quarter. You know, as I've indicated, it is so much in so many works that I've done. All you got to do is the division. You know, you got to get really familiar with basic math skills that Canadians learn in elementary school. You really got to do the division, you know, and do averages or whatever, you know. Like, instead of 283 million Americans, go 300 million, you know. And say, if 300 million Americans all chipped in $10 out of their working wages, how much money would that be? And you got to be able to do that math. You got to be able to work it out and understand that these guys are taking all this cash from you. The reason the price of oil is up so high is because the guys who are they're clearing $36 billion. That's after paying themselves billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. These guys own, 50 yachts. You know, they own, you know, mansions in 50 countries. You know, it's a sickness. You know, all they know is to hurt other people, to make other people suffer, they believe makes them better people. If they know that they hurt individuals that are innocent, they overall are better than everybody else. So they devote their lives to destroying others. And we have this all over the place. I mean, God. You look at Nigeria, Shell Oil. Shell Oil, and there's evidence for this, okay? Again, everything I say is established by documented fact, irrespective of what you think of my better self. But Dutch Shell, what they would do is, people in Nigeria would say, well, look, these Dutch Shell guys, who actually live in Britain, the billionaires, they don't even live in Nigeria, okay? They're stealing billions and billions of dollars from us. Or they're not stealing. They got an arrangement with the, this was a few years back. The military authority, you know, you're living in a military dictatorship. They got guns. There's no elections. They've agreed to let Dutch Shell steal billions and billions and billions of dollars from Nigeria. Military dictatorships are always run by military guys. They're always the dumb fucks, the stupid idiots that don't have any intellects. They get $10,000 a piece or whatever. Oh, what a great score. But the Dutch Shell guys clear billions and billions and billions of dollars. So you get people in Nigeria who will go, well, and this again, I'm telling you, this was years ago, okay? It's the situation in Nigeria is different now. They still got lots of problems, but this is how it was then, which is maybe 15 or so years ago. People in Nigeria will go, well, why would we do this? Even under a military dictatorship, they're even robbing you. I know you as a military dumb fuck would shoot anybody for a fucking stolen nickel, but they're robbing you also. Don't you live in Nigeria? Don't you have a commitment to our people? Don't you love your sons and daughters, your father, your mother? They try to, you know, try to talk to the military to let them understand that these guys in Britain who call themselves Dutch Shell are stealing billions and billions of dollars from the country while spreading lead all over the place. Like they illegally burn off the toxins through the oil process. And Nigeria at the time was one of the only countries in the world where you could do it. Everywhere else, you serve a life term prison sentence. Some countries you're executed for it because the noxious burned off chemical concoctions are extremely carcinogenic and contain large amounts of lead too, from what I understand. So what Dutch Shell would do is they'd charter attack helicopters and mow down entire villages, just kill all the people in the villages and stuff. And then Dutch Shell, when people would say, let's arrest the guys from Dutch Shell, try them for crimes against humanity and have them publicly executed, confiscate all their personal wealths, which again, in some cases, are like hundreds of billions of dollars, okay? You know, Microsoft, Bill Gates, it's hard to bitch and complain about anything he's done because so much of what he's contributed to our world has been hugely beneficial. But he's not the richest man in the world. The people who steal all this cash, they don't want you to know what their personal wealths are. They move this money all over the place. It's hidden all, you know, every which way but in their, accountable bank account, you know. So the guys in the oil industry, Exxon and all these guys with their hundreds of billions of dollars that they've taken from places like Nigeria, people are saying, well, look, arrest them for killing all these innocent people. They chartered these attack helicopters to murder villagers who were just starting to think a little bit and going, well, look, why should we do this? You know, Dutch Shell was concerned that the military dictatorship would wake up to understand how stupid and evil they are, just like Bushites in general. They're just, you cannot find an intelligent member of the military. It's so rare. Like, that's the position with Dutch Shell. These people need to be arrested. We need to confiscate their personal wealth. All that money's got to go to a legitimate government in Nigeria. And you got to realize, Nigeria, they sell chocolate to America. Now, in America, if you buy a chocolate bar, you take it to your science lab, well, if you have a legitimate science lab at your local university, test it for lead. They'll say there's huge toxic amounts of lead on this chocolate that you're selling to your children. There's more lead in this chocolate than was in the paint, and you're wondering why all your kids are so slow. Okay? But think about that. It wasn't the fault of Nigeria. It was partially the fault of the military dictatorship, but they're too stupid to know any better. But who did know better? The Dutch Shell multi-billionaires did. They knew that in every other country they'd be executed for those criminal offenses of spreading those toxic fumes, including lead, into the local populace. They knew and know and still do that you would be executed. If you did that in America, you'd serve 25 years, or a Texans would hunt you down and rip you from limb to limb, knowing that you're attacking all the people of America. Now, Dutch Shell, we can argue that the people, the military dictatorship of Nigeria, were too stupid, because soldiers generally are, and I'm going to get back to that point in a second. But, you know, again, who did know? The individuals who chartered the attack helicopters knew. The individuals who burned off this toxic waste into the environment knew. They knew that they'd be executed in America for that. But they still went ahead and did it. And why did they do it? So they could have what they still say to us they own. You know, our blood, our treasure. But anyway, all these individuals, Exxon and so on and so forth, they hold too much political power. They have so much money. You, in America, your government is so corrupt that if a guy can come up to a Republican and give him $10,000 to support his cause, you know the Republican enemy is going to go with it 100% guaranteed, without question. They never, when did a Republican, or even a Democrat for that matter, take a position against torturing innocent people? They're torturing, we know that Porter Goss's buddies are kidnapping innocent people and torturing them to death for fun. And you're paying them their wages, of which they get free expense accounts to spend it on whatever they want, because there's no accountability whatsoever. $2,000 a night at the most expensive hotel, $800 for lunch. And they're laughing. This is what they're doing. They're still out there committing these criminal offenses against your better self. You're supposed to be better. You're supposed to learn through communication. You're supposed to hear this recording of myself and go, I don't know this craziness about Johnny talking about God and the universe and that, but I'll tell you, when he's talking about freedom and justice for America, I believe him wholeheartedly, and I'm going to send this recording to everyone I can, because Johnny is being threatened with incarceration by two single Bushite local cops that are abusing our justice system in Winnipeg. They've gotten a situation through my court proceeding to have a judge that's known notoriously incompetent and a crown that has no legitimate concern for the lives of our loved ones in so many respects, like specifically when you're talking about the elected premier of our province, who's indicated huge criminal transgressions in the Manitoba Lottery Corporation, stealing at least $100 million from our community. The Crown's no concern. The exploitation unit officer indicates they're running a fencing operation. She's got no concern. She won't contact the Winnipeg police chief. You know, and the Bushite strategy that started already, you know, a little over four years ago against myself, their whole strategy is to try to get me incarcerated under the Mental Health Care Act. So I can't actively go for all these positions, because every time I reach out, the Bushite neocon forces look for a way to argue to, you know, a pseudo-psychologist, somebody who says they're bright and one of our intellectuals, to argue, yeah, John shouldn't be allowed to speak so freely. We should actually drug him and stuff, because he's only speaking in the foolishness. You know, but realize, the Crown does not contact the Winnipeg police chief, knowing full well they're running a fencing operation, confessed completely by an officer who's currently working for the exploitation unit. He's there now, today. You know, realize, these officers, this corrupt Crown, and this incompetent judge are going to actually, for real, put me in prison because you won't help defend myself. I need money. If you earn $50,000 or $60,000 a year, please, I ask you, donate some money to my cause. I need to hire constitutional lawyers. I need to make the proper motions in court, of which I'm not familiar with. I'm making public requests for people to help me out, but it's not happening. There are very few people who show any concern for my freedom in this world. Now, I try to tell you, my freedom's your freedom, but people don't believe. They don't understand. They can't conceive, but it's a real thing. You know, I'm not saying your world is going to be destroyed when I go to prison, but it's not going to be a good thing overall, I'm telling you right now. If a person like me can go to prison, any good, honorable police officer can go to prison too, with malicious lies and betrayal against the human race. You know, the Crown has been provided the evidence from the FBI and knows full well that Bush committed 9/11. All the evidence the Crown has in her possession. She's taken no position to contact our newspaper services, because she's working with the newspaper services as a I don't want to make any allegations that I don't have a complete substantiation of evidence to allege. But there's a lot of other suspicious behavior that the Crown has with our local newspapers. So the Crown's got no concern for Canadian soldiers' lives, Canadian lives in general. She knows that all these teen soldiers have been sacrificed irrationally fighting for a Muslim fundamentalist regime in Afghanistan. She knows that there was, you know, all, you read my motions. The Crown's had to, by her job description, to read my motions and read the evidence that I've put forward through my affidavit. She cannot stop herself from reviewing that information. Now, Bushite, they'll always go. Readings for stupid people, everything on the internet is bullshit, and so on and so forth. But the Crown the Crown's paid job responsibility is to have to actually read through this stuff. She and the disciples of the for real Antichrist are looking for reasons to stop me from speaking. Okay? Now, it's very good that I'm able to continually speak the way I have, but this isn't going to be indefinite. Okay? There's a good chance that things are going to get worse for me if you don't speak up in my defense, recognizing that my rights are your rights also included. You know, honorable FBI officers who try to tell America who did 9/11 should not be ignored by Fox News. You know, Sean Hannity can say he supports the troops forever. It doesn't mean anything if he's not going to speak in their own defense, truly with the facts that stand irrespective of his spin doctrine. You know, he's got no true concern. But I wanted to get back to the idea of soldiers. Now, if you think about World War II, think about how many, and Vietnam too is a good one, but let's just go with World War II because it's an easier one to, Vietnam's good too. I mean, the thing with Vietnam is think about all the veterans that came back with their legs blown off, who you see down the street in wheelchairs, and which ones of them are demanding, you know, the heads of those who sent them into that conflict to firstly, just indiscriminately slaughter the people in Vietnam, right? But then they found out through the documents of question that the whole thing was manufactured from the get-go. It was all about killing innocent people for the military industrial complex to sell a bunch of helicopters and bullshit. It was all to kill, lose their legs, and they're still... this is what I'm getting at. Again, I'm reminding you that soldiers are the weakest element of our society. They're always the most cowardly and intellectually incapable of defending anybody's freedom. You know, you think about World War II, the bombing of London. Now, ITT is an America was supporting Hitler almost right up to the very end. You know, you don't know that, and that's the thing. Now, you as a general citizen in America, you can't be expected to know anything about World War II. You know, if you haven't done any research and you haven't gone to college or a real university somewhere, I don't know, I guess you'd have to leave the country there, but whatever. You can be forgiven for not knowing anything about World War II. But remember, you know, the veteran, his life is all about that war. And it was when he got home anyway. And through all the revelations from World War II, knowing that an American company did the firebombing of London, it was only through ITT that Hitler was able to firebomb London. It was American corporations that assisted Hitler throughout that entire war.
I cannot refrain from expressing to you my astonishment.
And we had that same diabolically demonic relationship in the first Iraq conflict. You know, look up Iraqgate. But what's really important to know, that British arms manufacturers were sending Saddam weapons while America was warring Iraq the first time through. They were caught at that. It didn't make CNN. But see, that's what I'm saying. You know, Bremer, Kissinger Associates. But you go, oh, I didn't see it on the news, so I can find out. I'm not a man. I'm a coward. Whatever. I'll just go by what CNN teaches on who the real bad guys are, without any evidence to form your own conclusions. Think of things in an eternal perspective. I know, never mind. But I mean, all these things come back to you in one way or another, and I know I've spoken a more detailed depth on this issue prior. Nobody really understands God or believes in God. I mean, come on, pick up the Bible. Where does it say in the Bible you torture innocent people to death while telling the world you're fighting terrorism? These are demonic liars. These are enemies of creation. They get off on those kind of lies. You know, I told you before, God forgives everybody. I'll forgive everybody. But you got to be asking for forgiveness. You have to say, oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, you got to forgive me. I'm on in. No, it don't work that way. It's a part of who you are, not separate. Are you going to con yourself? You know, you going to attack yourself? You know, because that's what CNN is encouraging there, and CBC especially. But, you know, the Canadian news channels are practically just as horrible, particularly now with Afghanistan. They give us these bullshit polls, too. Oh, yeah, half of Canadians don't really think Afghanistan is a smart thing to do. Well, the Canadian soldiers are fighting on behalf of a Muslim fundamentalist regime that is worse than the Taliban were in respect to heroin production. In Vancouver, we have all these heroin addicts on the street, and it's just the saddest thing. You know, heroin's, I guess, much like crack cocaine, or maybe perhaps it's worse. You know, people who get addicted to heroin, if they don't get their fix, they go into, like, practically convulsions. Like, they really are unable to function in any semi-normal way without another hit. You know, and our Canadian military is fighting to ensure more of this heroin comes into our streets to poison our children. You know, because they don't speak as honorable men. And I've talked to soldiers. I don't live very far from a military, what can I call it? A military base, sort of. I get lots of soldiers that come around me or I approach them. And I've yet to find a soldier who even wanted to physically fight me after I told him, be a man. You know, what is it about this situation that you don't want to engage your commanders on? I mean, stand up for the FBI. Don't let these propagandists and our corporate media establishments trick you into sacrificing your life for this true evil dictator who wasn't even elected. And now, but Canadian soldiers, I've never had any difficult problems. So in many cases, they just can't believe it, but they never become threatening to me, you know? So I can't see there being a problem outside of CBC's willful, you know, it should be criminal what they're doing because they know these things. You phone them yourself. Like, that's what the trick that they play. And it's a very difficult thing, you know. That's difficult for people to comprehend. Like, but yet it's simple to express. Like, the thing is you can actually make the call. You can try. And once you do, realize all people could be left feeling like they're isolated and alone. All 99.9999999% of us could feel like nobody believes what we're saying, and yet everybody knows. But just because nationally the news agencies won't cover the facts to allow us to decide for ourselves, and the politicians in power only want to kill people to steal our money. Like, our defense minister in Canada right now is Canada's largest in history war weapons manufacturing lobbyist. This is the guy who's always encouraging warfare. He always, throughout his entire career, wants to go to war against anybody. As long as we can send in troops with weapons from his friends, he gets paychecks for. And that's what he's done his entire career. Now, Harper's taken this guy and put him as the Minister of Defense in Canada. He's like Rumsfeld is in the United States. It's insane that this guy would be there. It's just totally insane. And yet, it's not on CBC News. They don't want to discuss it. It's embarrassing. It makes Harper look like he truly is. You know, totally unqualified. In every respect, the economy, healthcare, he never knows what he's talking about. But the media will never allow anybody smart enough to challenge him on his positions. And there are people in government that do, but they never make the newspapers. You know, they're never on the broadcast. So CBC wants us all to feel like we have no power. We have no ability to stand up for ourselves as equals to this universe with God. And we do, I'm telling you. I'm the Son of Man. And think. Look at that. You say that that's so preposterous. It can't be so. And look at the Bush demon Antichrist who committed 9/11, who murdered hundreds of thousands of people in Afghanistan, then almost 500,000 people in Iraq, covered the place in toxic waste, and you still say you have no energy within yourself as a human being to challenge George Norrie personally. Get George Norrie. Get on the radio. Challenge the demon for his lies and betrayal against our human race. Sean Hannity, you gotta fucking hunt him down. You know, the thing about Sean Hannity, George Norrie, and all these guys on the Magic Television, you know, they always portray, a good example is Bolton right now. He says, the international community is outraged against Iran and we want them to, you know, who's the international community? It's Bolton. He's a fucking, Congress said he was an incompetent, practically treasonous individual who should never be allowed to hold any public office. That was the Senate conclusion. He was never confirmed as ambassador to the UN. But you see, that's the TV for you. They're not going to tell you about that. Bolton continues. Even though every elected government official in America said Bolton is the fucking enemy to us all. But he just continually walks on because CNN's not going to defend America. CBC from Canada's not going to defend America. But realize, the people at CBC and the people at CNN, they're not going to defend us. They're not going to defend you. They're not going to defend me. They're not going to defend anybody. So realize, you know, that it's an illusion that the Magic TV producers sell. CBC in Canada sets a great example where after every broadcast, they'll go, oh, comments about the news broadcast, call our 1-800 number, And let's hear from what the Canadian people have to say about tonight's broadcast. Well, they never air any of those concerns. You can't. There's nothing there. They tell you that they're part of our community, but they never air anybody's concern. Unless they will, one or two comments per week. You know, a nation of 30 million people, we only have one real national news station. So you know that they're getting thousands of calls at least, you know, per week. But they don't want to trouble our community what we have to say about our own broadcast. No, they'll tell us what's important. And then we'll decide the virtues of what they told us. But they won't let us decide what stories they should be covering. So you get that element, but the American model is so much sinister. Because you just look at any of these demons. Sean Hannity. You know, Sean Hannity will never speak out truly for the interests of the American soldier. Why? Because why should he? It's going to cost him more time. The guys at Fox News, you know, it's called News Corp. That's the name of the company that manages that whole operation. They're there as a private corporation to so-called earn money. Why do more work than you have to? You know, that's why all their shows are shit. The Cavuto guy, like, fuck, this guy is truly your enemy. You know, every broadcast is the same fucking Nazi poison. He puts in no effort. And that's the thing. Don't put in any effort. Why should he? Think about it. The American capitalist model, of which you're not... Capitalism is not what you're about. That's not capitalism. But, you know, put all the arguments aside. We don't have time for that right now. But why shouldn't he just forsake your life? It's a private corporation. They're trying to earn as much money as possible. Why work more harder than they need to? If they sell you what they do, you don't have any responsibilities. And that's what the Fox News people are. They did a poll of people who watch Fox News, and they're the most ignorant, stupid people imaginable. And that's by poll. You can actually, when you talk to somebody who watches Fox News on a regular basis, they're the most ignorant, racist bigots of creation. They're the evilest element of our society. That's why they watch that poison. That poison doesn't give them anything that they have to concentrate on. It's so fucking easy. Bush is battling the bad guys. That's all. Bin Laden did 9/11. That's all. How did he get the explosives into Building 7? Don't bother those dumb fucks with the troubling questions that require study and intellectual curiosity. They don't have any of that. They're drinking their fluoride. They're eating their lead. They're breathing their depleted uranium, and all they want to do is ensure that you don't become free yourself, that you give up your quest for a better world like they have by refusing to defend truly the innocent in this world. So, I guess maybe I'm rambling a little bit now. I guess this broadcast has gone on maybe too long again, but, you know... they're going to put me in prison. I'm asking you for some help. If you see me on the street, you can throw me a few dollars. You know, every dollar helps. You know, I seriously need cash in all kinds of respects. I have a hard time maintaining my employment now. Too many people are fearful of me. Like, there's pros and cons in everything. And people get biblical understandings of who Jesus is. And they think I'm a guy that you're going to put up on a cross and throw rocks at or physically hurt in some way. I don't believe in preemptive strikes. Okay, I don't want to attack anybody who hasn't got a plan in place where they're planning to harm my physical being. If you're planning to harm my physical being and you're moving towards me, I will kill you. Okay, you can dream about hurting me if you want. But if you actively make a positioned advancement towards my freedoms to be alive in this world, I will kill you. And you will be dead. You know? And there's only one Earth. Like I like to say, there's infinite Earths all over the place, but there isn't. And there's a lot of things that God can't do. You know, we can't just magically make all this depleted uranium vanish into nothingness. We can't do that. Okay? We can't just remove all the lead from children's chocolate candy. We just can't do that. I can't stop Americans from causing their own children brain damage by magically making vaccines just disappear. You have to understand it enough to know what they're doing. If you don't make a stand against George Norrie, he's going to let things continue on as they are. Same thing with Sean Hannity. He'll kill you. He'll kill your family. He ain't going to touch me. Okay, but he'll kill your family, and I can't take a stand. if you're not going to take a stand for yourself. You have to believe that there is a better world if you make some effort to change things for the better. And as I've said in previous broadcasts, I mean, the fundamental basic position that I bring to this world in expressions through communication is that evidence must be a requirement to convince us of something. A person accused of a criminal offense without any evidence is innocent. That's Bin Laden is innocent. I'm sorry. Okay? That's just a fact. It's not that I'm a fundamentalist or a Christian or against anything. That's what law is. That's what freedom is. You can't be implicating people for criminal offenses without any evidence. You know, even if Bin Laden claimed he did do the crime, of which he never did. But even if he did he do it all by himself? Aren't you going to follow the crime scene leads? You know, Bush doesn't want you to do that. Bush wants you to put faith in him because it's so easy to be a disciple of the demon Antichrist. There's no job requirement, no effort, no work whatsoever. You just fade away and die, sacrificed to his pleasures of criminality and forsaken towards life everywhere. So please, I beg you, this is probably the very last time I'm going to make this request, and my hopes are pretty slim. You know, there's all kinds of great movies out there, you know, Vendetta, there's the new X-Men, and the X-Men movie was just the most beautiful thing ever. You know, The Final Stand, but people are asleep, they're drugged and stupid, they're all taking their pharmaceutical uppers and downers. You know, you think that's what it is to be better, and it's not. You know, and there's all kinds of things I want to change, but I'll never change things as Bush changes them. I can only change them with your acquiescence to believe that I really do have good ideas, because I let you understand what they are. Bush doesn't let you understand anything, man. It's all illusion, deception, betrayals, and criminality. You know, he's going to spy on Americans with the NSA thing. Don't trouble yourself with the reasons why. And when you talk, or when you hear from Hayden, Hayden says he doesn't even understand what probable cause is. Like, why would you have a requirement in the American Constitution to have probable cause? You don't even understand. Like, it's a fundamental just position on a whole bunch of different levels. But he hasn't given any consideration whatsoever, and he was the head of the NSA, and now he's going to be running the CIA. So without probable cause, that means you're not going to be following any crime scene leads. You're not going to be looking for any evildoers, right? You're going to be targeting the innocent to sift through to find somebody you might be able to incarcerate and steal their money from. You know? But what about the victims of true criminality? Well, he doesn't understand any of that. He doesn't understand why that is. You know, if you only have 1,000 police officers, don't you want them sifting through the crime scene, looking for evidence to get the actual evildoers and then getting warrants with probable cause? Or are you going to go the Hayden way? No, never mind the probable cause. Let's just seek out 1 million people over here and see what they're doing. And so you send out your 1,000 officers with the huge workloads. What about the crime scene leads? You don't have enough officers anymore. And the CIA... I don't know how many people are familiar with this. It might be, I think, Olbermann there on MSNBC. He's a great guy. I really like Olbermann. He's pretty good. And Chris Matthews is, you know, I used to have some criticisms of Chris Matthews, and particularly as it related to Israel. That was a long time ago. But, man, he's made some really great strides forward in his broadcast, and he's doing a great thing there also. But Olbermann's touched upon this, and I think Chris Matthews has also, but that, you know, the CIA, more than half of the people that work there, the total is something like 20,000 people, more than half of them have been fired or let go. All the top senior people of the CIA are no longer there. Did you know that? You know, all the top guys either resigned or were fired by Porter Goss. And the reason why is, if you're in the CIA, you know Porter Goss is implicated in 9/11 because he was meeting with the guy who funded the terrorist operation 2 days prior to 9/11, and that was the same time that Condoleezza Rice was working on her invasion of Afghanistan strategy. Remember, after Bush got the warnings of an imminent terrorist strike, where they're probably going to be flying into the World Trade Center, maybe the Pentagon, the White House, and so forth, the Sears Towers, instead of warning the American people, Bush and Condoleezza with Rumsfeld worked on their invasion of Afghanistan strategy, the same exact date and time that the general was in town. at the White House, and he's the guy, the principal figure that they use to exercise their criminal plot, because he's the guy they send to Afghanistan to say no evidence will be brought against the accused, otherwise an innocent man in Christ. And if you cited to allow him to be persecuted without any evidence, you would be going against the wise teachings of Allah, the Quran, and anti-jihad. So you certainly wouldn't want to be doing that. And General Ahmad knew that of the Muslim faith. So he's, I allege he played some role in the plot, of course, because he's the guy who repeatedly keeps informing the Taliban that they better not let bin Laden go, because there's no evidence. So let us come in here and put this liquefied natural gas pipeline through. But he's most definitely the central figure of the terrorist action in question. And remember, CNN has never told... Well, CNN early on, before they knew he was Bush's business partner, did report on it. And then as soon as it was discovered that this was Bush's best buddy, that was it. Nobody reported on it again. But CBC's never touched the story once. And I contacted everybody there as soon as I learned of it, and which was shortly after 9/11 itself. And remember, you've got to think in your mind, the people who work at any news desk who would receive a call from an individual who would tell them, here's what I would say, maybe something like this. I would go, "Hi, my name's John. I'm here in Winnipeg. I was just perusing some investigations that were made public through the FBI, and they followed a wire transfer from the mastermind ringleader, Mr. Muhammad Atta, to a General Mahmoud Ahmad. He's the head of the ISI. And, okay, well, then I'd push one or whatever, reset the call, and then I'd record it again. And I'd go, "Listen, it's John here, Winnipeg. Here's my phone number. Contact me. I was just reviewing some information regarding 9/11 that was made public through the FBI, where they followed a wire transfer from the alleged mastermind ringleader, Mr. Muhammad Atta, to a General Mahmoud Ahmad, who's the head of ISI out of Pakistan, and he was responsible for funding the terrorist crime in question. I thought it might be something important and relevant to what you guys are doing, considering you are doing some 9/11 coverage, you should really look into it." I do a call like that, and then I call him back and go, "Well, listen, it's a real FBI officers out here that are trying to do their jobs honorably in defense of the great American people, and I don't think they should be left out in the cold, in the dark, all alone, because we want to defend these honorable officers who are doing their job to the best of our abilities. You know, please contact me if you have any questions. I can help you produce the show if you want." Click. "Hi, it's John calling again. Contact me. Here's my number. I'm here in Winnipeg again. As I've indicated in my previous calls to you guys, it's very important for us to recognize that the crime scene leads to the real murder scene are being ignored, and it was just reported that Bush has now closed outstanding criminal investigations regarding 9/11. I think this is very important for the Canadian people to know, and we should be participating as an active news community on supporting the apprehension of the true evildoers, because remember, thousands of our friends were murdered there in New York City. So please, get on top of this, look it up, and get back to me. Thanks, bye." You know, nothing. Okay, contact them during the days when they're at their desk, and I'll say, "Listen, you guys got to cover this. Jim Mikliszewski, he's just reported that Bush had an invasion of Afghanistan strategy at his desk 2 days prior to 9/11, and the FBI alleged through official police reporting that the funder to the mastermind ringleader, Mr. Muhammad Atta, was done by a General Mahmoud Ahmad, Mr. Bush's business partner." And, you know, the people that work at the news desk, and I speak to the most senior people who have access, like the top guy, he's like Larry King, he's like Peter Mansbridge in Canada. You can't even contact them. It's top secret, like Larry King and Aaron Brown. Aaron Brown's no longer there. And Aaron Brown, you know, I've made comments about him. He wasn't such a bad guy, but he was another one of these guys where it was impossible that even if you had connections to the FBI or National Security Services, you still couldn't get his phone number. That's how top secret Peter Mansbridge or Aaron Brown were and are. Peter Mansbridge, you can get a contact number for him, but you're only allowed 5 seconds or 10 seconds for a message. So you can't give him anything relevantly important so he can plead plausible deniability. He goes, "Well, it's only a 10-second message, Your Honor. I didn't know. I couldn't. There was nothing there." So they've got these ways of excluding themselves from the public dialogue. But the news directors at CBC know all this information themselves because I've spoken to each one of them individually, myself personally, several times over the years, you know, and the excuses are always the same. Well, not always the same, but they're always, man, we don't really want to do that. It's why should we take chances? You know, I'm going to get paid either way. And I go, well, yeah, but they're Canadian lives too. Like, why do you, I'm busy. Why don't you try calling somebody else? Goodbye. You know, that's what these people are, you know, and people are afraid of that, to realize that the smiley face on the TV, like the magic, like in part of the TV, like as I said earlier in my last broadcast, TV can be very beneficial, but part of the television is that it does change your brain waves. You actually go into a more suggestive state. Now, that can be beneficial. That's not always negative, but it can be negative in respect to news broadcasts because you're kind of, you're not asleep, but you're partly, you're super relaxed, your mental state is. And these guys are smiling at you, and they're talking calmly, and they're laughing, and they're having fun. So you can't believe that they could be evil. You can't, you have a very difficult time knowing that they actually do know Bush did 9/11 and would express no concern on behalf of your life. They'll watch you die. They're still going to get paid the same. You know, and CBC is a public broadcasting company, but think about it in America. You know, Sean Hannity, you know, he'll tell an when I called there, they didn't know who I was. I could have been an American soldier, but they'll tell an American soldier to fuck off if you've got any concern for the lives of American soldiers regarding depleted uranium or the health care costs of them coming back home, being left completely forsaken. Fuck, they don't even, all the pension money from the fucking Veterans Association is all gone now, too. They're just thieving everything, man. And what they're planning, well, the evil is always dumb. But whatever the direction of their plan is that they're hoping or planning that everything's going to collapse because Bush has stolen all this cash. Everything's going to collapse, but they're going to make off with all their stolen loot. And I ask you, please, support my cause, which is your cause, and I will ensure that we get together massive amounts of police investigations. We'll track down each and every single last one of them. If it takes a police force of 100,000 individuals, all paid $100,000 a year plus, and then plus there'll be all the volunteers, because I know there's going to be lots of people who will just volunteer for justice. They'd like the cash. We've got to make sure people are being paid really good wages in top criminal police investigations, because that's not what's going on in Canada right now. We used to have a corporate crime division at the RCMP, but the Liberal Party disbanded it. Had all of the most powerful, well, the superior intellectuals of all police services. What they would do is they'd look for some of the brightest guys in Canada, and they'd say, listen, why don't you come work for us at the corporate crime division, the RCMP? We need some really good minds here because some of this criminality is fairly complicated and not everybody's good at this kind of police work. And boy, we sure would love to have you on our force. So we had this well-established corporate crime division, but the Liberal government disbanded the whole thing. And what they did is they went to all those officers and said, listen, Monsanto will give you a job. They'll pay you twice as much because we're disbanding this whole thing. So Canada doesn't even have a corporate crime division anymore. So we got corporate criminals that just make off with millions and millions of dollars for each criminal offense, and there isn't even a police agency equipped to hunt them down and put them in prison for it. While they're going to tell me that I'm infringing on children's rights, these Bushite enemy forces, again, there are only two frickin' cops. They're undermining national security. They know they're Bushite. I'm trying to think of a different way of expressing it. They're using our public authority, our public justice system. They hide in darkness, though. They can't speak publicly. They got to run around, make sure nobody talks to them. They don't get in the newspapers because we know the newspapers won't interview them anyway. They'll demonize my better self. You know, the newspapers will make false allegations against my character. They won't tell people that I have allegations against Bush committing 9/11. You know, they won't mention that part, but they'll do other things to demonize myself. But so many people don't believe it in Winnipeg because I'm just so widely known. So many people know me. But like I say, it's unfortunate that a lot of people fear me also. And I got no money. Nobody wants to help me out, man. And I'm not that bad of a guy, but I'm telling you, buddies, you got to help me here. You got to help me, please. Okay, my friends, I guess this is it. It's going to be my last recording. I'm putting all my faith and hope that you as an individual who's listened to this recording is going to fight for the right cause and support me in my endeavor to bring justice to our world. I'm not a bad guy. I'm You know, I won't harm you if you don't have any ill intent to cause me bodily harm. You can dream all you want about killing me if you want, if that's your thing. You know, I don't want to. I'm not implementing, and my intention is not to implement any kinds of tyranny whatsoever. But I do represent the creation of this planet, you know, and I know you can't deal with it or whatever, but that's why I continually survive and Bushites fall down to... Now, you don't have to continually be a Bushite. You can change your evil ways, okay? You can try to become admirable, honorable, and try to become a human being. But everybody in Iraq right now fighting for Bush is an enemy of us all. Look at what the commanders in Afghanistan are just saying. Read what they're saying. It's demonic. They have no true justification for being there, so they continually try to demonize the Taliban. But it's a Muslim fundamentalist regime, so even if your demonic lies were truth, they'd still be okay there. It's a fundamentalist regime. That's exactly what they were. Only it's a much worse regime than it was under the Taliban. So that's the kind of thing. Like, the people who fight for Bush are enemies to us all, God included, of which I am the son. Okay, now God's pretty cool, but God's not as great as you'd like to imagine to solve all these problems. I have to count on you to seeing these things true for yourself included. An equal. Okay, so I'm really hoping you guys are going to help me out.